This is one of the quickest, simplest, easiest recipes you will ever see, and oh my goodness, is it good. And it's even reasonably healthy. Of course, I'm baking, so health is all relative, but this is one of the healthier baking recipes that you're going to see. We are going to make homemade chocolate with three, in this case four, because I'm adding an optional one, ingredients. The ingredients I'm going to add to this are coconut oil and cocoa and mint, which is optional, and sweetener. You can add honey or stevia. So I'm going to start with coconut oil. So I will, haven't yet, but I will link to a recipe on the wiki. I am doubling the recipe because there's five of us and we all like chocolate. So it calls for 5 tablespoons of coconut oil. Actually, well, cocoa too. I am going to double it, so I'm going to do 10. Whoa, and I'm dripping. Oops. 1. Now, I think I've told you before in this class that coconut oil has a texture like butter. So it is hard at room temperature. So I am going to heat it up. Not much, just a little bit, because it melts at a lot lower temperature than butter does. And just in case you don't know your conversions, this is also 150 milliliters, which is just over half a cup for this doubled recipe. 5 tablespoons is 75 milliliters, which is just between a quarter cup and a third cup. All right, there's my coconut oil. So I'm going to put this in the microwave, and I'm going to start at 30 seconds. There we go. I think maybe another 15 seconds. Where did I put my spoon? Okay. So I'm going to take this now, which is now heated up. I have my chocolate measured out. So I'm going to add the coconut oil to the chocolate. Meanwhile, hunting for my spoon. Okay, I'm mixing this carefully. It mixes pretty well and pretty easily and pretty fast, oddly enough. And this is only at room temperature. It's not even, well, it's a little bit warmer than room temperature, but not much. So it's not playing with any intense heat or anything like that. Just mix it until you can feel with your spoon that the cocoa has melted into the coconut oil. It should be smooth, you know. It doesn't even get pasty, it's thin. Okay, the recipe says 1 to 2 tablespoons of sugar per 5 of coconut. I'm going to go with the 2 tablespoons. I'm just going to add a little bit of mint. That's listed as one of the optional ingredients you can add to this recipe. And just in case you're thinking, coconut and mint, ew. We got the unrefined coconut oil this time, which means it doesn't actually taste like coconut. Because they get rid of that taste. I actually, for this, usually prefer the refined. Because, you know, coconut and chocolate, you can't really go wrong. But the unrefined is what I have, so that's what I'm using. And it allows me to add some mint. So I have a couple of sprigs of fresh mint here. I'm just going to pull off the leaves. Put them in just like that. You could do chocolate or mint extract if you want, and if you're doing that, it would just be literally like a drop. You don't want to have this overwhelmingly minty stuff. There we go. I'll mix that up some more. And there you have it, less than 5 minutes and 4 ingredients with no pots on stoves and no anything. Now I just need to find a tray to put this on. It comes out very dark, so if you like dark chocolate, that's great. If you really don't like dark chocolate, this may not be the one for you. Here we go, I have a tray. This is so smooth. Give it one more stir before it on the tray. This is so smooth and thin, you're going to look at it and go, there is no way this is going to turn into anything cohesive. You get the best snap out of it. It looks the most like store-bought chocolate if you use stevia as your sweetener. However, I do not like it as much with stevia, so I don't use it. Honey is my preferred, and you get almost as good a snap with honey. So I'm going to pour this into the tray, and it's pretty much liquid. So like I said, you're going to look at it and go, ha, Charlene, you're nuts. There's no way. Open my freezer. And I'm going to put this in. And it doesn't take long. 20 minutes, half an hour, it tops. And you will look at it, and you will get chocolate. And it will be amazing. I'll put it in there. Okay, that's the recipe. That's the cooking. So check it in 20 minutes, half an hour. And you will be surprised at what you get. Hope you enjoy it.